Now, let's spend a little time exploring patience. Return your awareness to your spine so it's nice and gently straight. Allow your gaze to gently drop, or simply let your eyes close. Bring your attention back to that physical sensation of the breath, possibly the belly, chest, or the breath passing through your nostrils. If you're comfortable to do so, rest your hands on your knees, palms down, palms up, whichever is more comfortable. Allow your gaze to gently drop in front of you, or lightly close your eyes. Just allowing your attention to stay on that physical sensation of breath. Belly, chest, or nostrils. What is patience? How can it help us to lead a happier life? Is patience a quality that people are born with, or something that we can choose to deliberately cultivate? Patience is a virtue, they say. But it's not always easy to put into practice. We all struggle with impatience at times, whether it's waiting in a line, dealing with a difficult situation, or eagerly anticipating that exciting event that's happening soon. Developing patience is a skill that takes time, effort, and practice. It doesn't happen overnight, but it's a skill that's worth cultivating and waiting for. What would it be like to remain calm and patient in whatever circumstance? What difference could patience make to our relationships? Is patience a sign of strength or a sign of weakness? Can you recall a time when you felt under pressure and yet managed, at least to some degree, to practice patience? Bring to mind a particular moment when you managed to avoid getting angry or upset. Was it a long time ago or quite recently? Were other people present? Or were you on your own? What exactly was it that provoked you? How did you bring patience into the situation? Was it easy for you to be patient? Was it difficult? What difference did your ability to be patient, at least to some degree, make for you? And what about other people around you? How did you feel afterwards? Even the most patient person tends to have moments when they lose their cool, if not in public, then in private, if not out loud, then in their head. The exercise called pre-framing can help us explore our ability to be patient. To start, bring to mind an event or situation that is coming up in the near future and causing you some discomfort, anxiety, or concern. See if you can pinpoint something specific. It might be a social event or a meeting at work. Perhaps it's a conversation that you know you need to have with your partner or children or the friend. For now, don't choose anything that's too big or too challenging. Now, without engaging in any kind of problem solving, simply reflect on the circumstances around this event or situation. How did it come about? What is the background to it? Why is it important to you? What are your hopes and fears around it? Who else is involved? What are their hopes and fears? At this stage, it is helpful to remind ourselves that, as yet, this future event or situation is nothing more than a thought in the mind. Imagine that your mind is like a blue summer sky. Imagine that your hopes and fears are like passing clouds. But your main focus is on this particular blue sky that forms the backdrop to your thoughts. Watch the clouds pass by, and just like the clouds, allow any stress or anxiety to gently fade away. How does it feel to allow a sense of calm and spaciousness to grow in your body and your mind? Notice any changes in your body or your breathing. If you experience resistance, gently acknowledge that and allow the resistance to be present just as it is. Without losing this feeling of calm and spaciousness, now go back to the situation you previously identified and the other people who were involved. What elements cause it to be challenging for you? If you were to bring patience, the ability to cultivate a common spacious mind into this situation, what effect might it have? See if you can shift your perspective and bring the quality of patience into the situation that has been causing you discomfort, anxiety, or concern. Will having a calm and patient state of mind change what you say or do? Could your patient state of mind change what the other people say or do? How could your ability to be patient affect the outcome of the event or situation? Now take 3 slow breaths and prepare to gently ease yourself out of that event or situation. Accept that you have done your best and feel content with your efforts to pre-frame it in a positive way. You may want to make a wish that through preparing in this way, you have helped to bring a positive result for everyone concerned. Then let go of it in your mind. Come back to the present moment. Even if a difficulty seems insurmountable, pre-framing can gradually build up our strength and confidence to be able to respond in the best possible way. To practice patience is to taste the power of the mind. As Muhammad Ali said, "It isn't the mountain ahead that wears you out. It's the pebble in your shoe." What can you do in the coming week, month, year, to practice patience, to affect your everyday life in a positive way? How can you consciously choose to train your mind in patience and to therefore be happier? May the practice of patience enrich your life and the lives of the beings around you. Finally, dedicate the positive energy and increased understanding from this session to all those who are ill mentally and physically, may they have good health. To all those who are hungry and thirsty, may they have food and drink. To all those who are being harmed by violence, war or conflict, may ye be at peace. To all those who don't have a home, may they be comfortable and safe. To those who are challenged with loneliness, disharmony or financial pressures, may they have an end to their worries and increase their happiness. May all the people listening to this in the towns and cities, countries, and the whole world reach their full potential.